Hello, listening friends. This is Keith Geiser coming to you again, once more with a study in God's Word for Manna in the Morning. We're in John chapter 14, beginning our reading at verse 9. Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? The Lord Jesus demonstrated what the Father was like. John begins his gospel by saying in chapter 1, No man hath seen God at any time, but the only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him, or literally, he hath exegeted him. In other words, he's brought out the meaning of what God is and who God is. Colossians chapter 1 calls him the image of the invisible God. So while we may not see God with our physical eyes and live, while we can't really behold him in his unveiled glory, nevertheless, by looking at the Lord Jesus, we can see his moral glory. We can see the characteristics of God and attributes of God at work. We can see just what God is like. So when we look at the Lord Jesus, we see a God who cares about his creation, who came to this earth to interact with man and to lead him to the one who is the way, the truth, and the life, who came to give eternal life so that we might never perish. We see a God who is loving, a God who cared about his followers. He would say in John 17, Of them whom thou hast given me, I have lost none, except the son of perdition, that the scripture be fulfilled. The Lord Jesus would stand by the grave of one of his dear friends, Lazarus, and he would weep in solidarity with Mary and Martha, having sweet fellowship with them, even in their grief. The Lord Jesus weeping over what sin had done in this world, over all the pain of all the funerals and deaths that have transpired through world history. God is not untouched with our suffering. The Lord Jesus would be the one who was tested and tried at every turn, and yet showed himself to be impeccably holy. He shows us that God is holy. God is light, says 1 John chapter 1, and in him is no darkness at all. So in saying to Philip, He that hath seen me hath seen the Father, the Lord Jesus was telling him, Look, I am the Father's revelation to man. I am the Word who has become flesh. In looking at me, you see what God is like. In listening to me, you hear what God is like. You don't need some kind of supernatural vision. You've already seen what I am like. Dear friends, you may be thinking today, well, that's all well and good for Philip and the other disciples in that upper room, but I haven't physically seen Jesus. He's back in heaven. How can I know what God is like? Well, thankfully, the Lord, by his Spirit, had the apostles write these things down, and the Word of God contains for us the revelation of who the Lord Jesus is. And by revealing him, it also reveals the Father to us. He who reads the scriptures and sees the Lord Jesus, in other words, sees the Father. The written word bears witness to the living word, the Lord Jesus Christ. So by searching the scriptures, we see what Christ is like, and we see in turn what the Father is like. The Lord Jesus himself noted this earlier in the Gospel of John to his enemies. In John chapter 5, he said, Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life. And they are they which testify of me, said the Lord Jesus. So the scriptures talk about the Lord Jesus, and in seeing what he did, what he said, how he acted, we get a far greater understanding of what God is like than if we saw some kind of supernatural vision. Today, a lot of people want to go in for miracles of various kinds and signs and wonders, but they're not much interested in the simplicity of God's Word, in just reading the Scriptures and having the Spirit of God show us what the Lord Jesus is like. Oh, how they miss out in chasing after supernatural experiences, because there's nothing that can compare with knowing God through the Lord Jesus Christ. To know the Lord Jesus is to love him. There's nothing that can take the place of fellowship with him, of spending time in his presence every day in the Word of God. I trust, dear Christian, as you listen, that you are indeed spending time with the Lord Jesus every day in his Word.